So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the halacha of Magen Bekavana Asabana. If a non-Jew intentionally touched and swished wine, even though Shlein Neskam Lanasach, he certainly had no intentions for Avodah Zarah, the wine becomes forbidden and no benefits because since there is a possibility for Neskam Lanasach, we invoke the halacha of Lech Lech Amri Nazir Ischer Ischer Lecham Ali Sikrav. As we advise a Nazir not to go even close to a vineyard, we advise staying away from all potential cases of Isser. As we see from the following incident that happened in Mechaza, Asa Akum Ayel Lechanusa Di Yisrael Amaluhu Islechu Chamr Lezvune Amr Leilai. A non-Jew walked into a store owned by a Jew and asked to buy wine, and he was told that there was none. Have a Yosef Chamr Bedavla Shadi Beyodi Shichshich Be Amaluhu Haylav Chamruhu. The non-Jew stuck his hand into a bucket of wine, swished the wine, and exclaimed, "Isn't this wine?" Shak Leheich Berischei Shadi Ledana. The Jewish owner angrily took the bucket and poured its wine into a barrel of wine. Shari Rava Lizvune La'evde Kechav. Rava initially ruled that the Jew may sell the entire barrel to non-Jews because he held that Maga Bekavana Mutubana. The wine in the bucket is permitted and all benefits because the non-Jew had no intentions for Nisach. However, others disagreed with Rava and held that Maga Bekavana Asabana. The wine in the bucket is forbidden and all benefits even if the non-Jew had no intentions for Nisach because he touched it intentionally. And Rava later retracted because Akfa Nachmeni Shmaitzu Masnita da Aser. Abaya brought proof from earlier Amiram and the Braisa that Maga Bekavana Asabana. Shmaitza, there were two incidents of Maga Bekavana which Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan ruled that the wine is Asabana. Masnita, the Braisa states as follows: Our gardimim akum shekodach bimenekes vehela oishatom and akais vechziri luchavis, zahoya maisa vasru. If a non-Jewish inspector bored a hole in the wine stopper and sipped some wine through a straw, or he sampled some wine from a cup and poured the rest back into the barrel, there was such an incident, and the Chacham ruled that the wine is asabana, even though he had no intentions for nisuch, because it was maga bekavana. The Baisa concludes, however, maga shalei bekavana mutabana. If a non-Jew unintentionally touched and swished wine, such as he was not aware that this was wine, the wine is only forbidden for drinking, but is permitted in other benefits. As we see in the incident of cherem akum, shahayshid yadi lechavis, ukesavir shal shemeni venimtzis shal yayin. An impulsive non-Jew stuck his hand into a barrel thinking that it contained oil, but it turned out to be wine. The Chacham ruled that the owner is permitted to sell the wine to a non-Jew because lo hayidei shuyayin, the non-Jew is not aware that this was wine. The Gemara proceeds with the halacha of koicha shalei bekavana mutar b'shtia. If a non-Jew unintentionally poured wine, but he did not actually touch it, the wine is permitted even for drinking because it was only koicha, his force, that unintentionally caused the wine to move. As we see in the incident of the following two chacham, Rabbi Yechonon ben Arz of Rabbi Yitzi ben Nairoi have a yasvi b'koshosu chamra. Asa hu gavra, amru lei ta ashkenina. They were sitting and drinking wine, and an unknown person approached them, and they asked him to pour them some wine. Labasa de rama lukasa igloi milsa da akamu. After he poured the wine, they discovered that he was a non-Jew. Chad asra afil bana, fachad shari afil b'shtia. One held that the wine is forbidden in all benefits, while the other held the wine is permitted even for drinking. And the Gemara explains, because Neima Omar Sogadaiti Drabanan Kihani Shikr Kashasu, Elevade Hai Khamruhu Vanaske. The non-Jew certainly assumed that this was wine, because he would think that the Chacham of this statue would not be drinking beer. And since there's a possibility that he touched and swished the wine without anyone realizing, it is considered Magu Bekavana, which is Asabana. While Chad Shari Afilib Shtia, because Neima Omar Sogadaiti Drabanan Kihani Khamru Kashasi Ba'amale Ledidi Toshkinan, Elevade Shikruhu Kashasi Veloy Naske. The non-Jew certainly assumed that this was not wine, but beer, because he would think that the Chacham would not ask a non-Jew to pour wine. And since they're not menasach beer, it was only koicha shalei bekavana, which is mutar b'shtia. The Gemara proceeds with the halacha of koicha bekavana asa b'shtia. If a non-Jew intentionally poured wine, but he did not actually touch it, the wine is forbidden for drinking because koicha, his force, intentionally caused the wine to move, but the wine is permitted in other benefits. As Ravasi Amr B'Yechanan says, Yayin shemazgu akum asa b'shtia. If a non-Jew poured water into a Jew's wine to dilute it, the wine becomes forbidden for drinking even though he did not touch the wine, because the flow of the water into the wine is considered koicha, and the Chacham initiated an isser for koicha bekavana, because lech lech amrin and nazir is schar schar lechamer lesikrav. As we advise the nazir not to go even close to a vineyard, we advise staying away from all potential cases of isser. And Rashi adds, however, b'hano le mitzer, delay odif minigi al de devachar shle bekavana. The wine is permitted in other benefits because since it was only kaychay, it's no worse than magash libikavana through another object which is mutabana.